This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. Oh, I know you're out there. You might have one eye open thinking about the feast that you're going to have in a few days, or maybe it's a weekend of feasting. You know, just a few days ago, we talked to my pal, Dawn Zier, who's the CEO of Nutrisystem, and she was talking about, whoa, that's when you can really pack on the pounds when you hit the holidays. I know people, no lie, it's almost like hibernating. Like if we could just be like a bear, we could save up our sleep and we could just hibernate for X amount of, hours, days, and then be wired the rest of the time because we need to be wide awake to paint the house, to go out on, some huge mission somewhere to accomplish whatever it is we're trying to accomplish. And we can just stay up for a week because we've saved up all that sleep time. And I think people think that with food. If we just don't eat or eat very little for like a week and lose like 10 pounds, then we can gain that weight back when it comes to the holidays. Seriously, 150 million hot dogs will be eaten, supposedly, on 4th of July. We're going to have a conversation with Eric Mittenthal about hot dogs and the significance of hot dogs. He's with the National Meat Institute. So they're also sponsoring a contest where people send in videos with the way they like their hot dogs, and the person who wins ends up winning this cool solar grill. I don't know. I thought that sounded pretty interesting. Kermit Weeks is going to talk to us about politics. He's famous in the aviation world. He started this cool flight museum. If you know anything about Kermit Weeks, you might have heard him on the Discovery Channel, the History Channel. He knows so much about planes, built tons of planes, has the largest collection of antique planes in the United States. So just, you know, incredibly fascinating. And as we maneuver through this hour, we'll have that conversation with Kermit Weeks where he says, why can't we get along? Why can't we have sort of a compromise? Why can't we change something up and make it make more sense like it used to be? I don't think we're ever going back to like it used to be, but I totally get what he means. I don't understand. It just seems to me, absolutely, you stick by your principles and stand your ground. But there is no, it really does seem like there is no in-between ever. I mean, you know, it's like a wicked divorce. It's like the War of the Roses every single day being played out in politics in this country. Wow. It'd be like living a divorce every day. Crazy. Grim, you have the honors. Hello.
Kind of, isn't it, huh?
It is. It's like we're in a nasty divorce and you just want to get away from them. Like, oh, I've had enough already.
Well, you know, I mean, 4th of July to me, you know, as a kid growing up, you know, was, you know, family reunion. And out west, you can't beat them, you know, because it's Dutch ovens and two sides of beef being grilled and down to the seventh cousin. Well, you know what I'm saying. It's big. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, Kate, you've been talking about food. I got a couple of suggestions. One, you know, I usually do this with my smoker because I can with a Teflon pan I keep in there. I get the firebox going, and I have pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes?
Yeah, on a smoker. You know, I'm using huckleberry, which has that blueberry, you know, or blueberry or huckleberry.
Mm.
Which has a great flavor. And then I put a little cinnamon in, you know.
Mm.
You got to play with it. Now, I made a special cake, too. seven layer. I call it seven heaven cake that I thought maybe one day I'd make a Valentine's gift out of. And, you know, I put seven different toppings in between the pancakes.
Yeah.
I cut up the squares, and then I fold them up, and I make a little funnel in with some aluminum foil, and then I smoke them dry. Every bit of the, because I use maple. Start off on the first pancake, maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Then molasses. Then strawberry jam. Then butterscotch. I'm running.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm running.
Oh, my
Friday.
Gosh.
But in between each one of the pancakes, and then I cut them up in 3-inch squares and do that aluminum foil, and then I dehydrate them in the smoker to where they're caramelized right into the cake. And I can even freeze them and have them later.
Yeah.
Calorie galore. The top one's got actually real butter, salted butter.
Oh, that sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it drips right on through as it's smoking, drying, and caramelizing until it's like candy, really.
Yum.
Oh, yum, 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 yum. Best thing
I've ever had. Boy, do you drink that with a big, do you have a big glass of milk with that or water, or what do you drink with that? That sounds good.
Milk, usually. I'm a milk fan, yeah.
Cold, super cold.
Oh, yeah. It's like fried chicken. If I stop through a drive-thru and get Popeyes, I just stop and get a quart of milk because I'm going to eat half the chicken when I get home out of 16-piece. That's just me.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, the other thing is, for your diet, you can eat whatever you want, but you got to learn how to grow the proper watermelon, girl.
Proper watermelon's good for you. Watermelon's very hardly any calories.
Well, if you use enough Epsom salt and proper minerals and whatnot, you ain't going to worry about nothing.
Yeah. I gotcha.
You've got to grow the proper one, and you wait for it to be the last thing you eat, and you stay close, close, close to the bathroom.
Yeah, you are terrible. That's like somebody said to me about coffee. Do you like coffee? Well, coffee has some good side effects. Somebody said that to me the other day, and I just laughed. I was like, no. The whole idea is, Grim, you're supposed to just, you know, you eat healthy, and then when you want to eat something that's brutal, it's fine. But if you eat brutal every day, of course it's not going to be good.
Well, true, true. But the thing is, if you grow a proper one, a watermelon will flush you really good and leave a lot of minerals left.
Yeah, somebody told me that. I mean, there's no question. It's really good for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of how you properly. You can do the same thing with tomatoes. They're a fruit. You know, watermelons and tomatoes are a fruit.
Yeah.
And you're just putting back in. And see, that's the problem with natural growth out there. Farming growth is they just loaded up with nitrogen and ammonia, fertilizers. Oh, but if you do it on your own, you can put all, I mean, you can put anything you want in them. You know, I mean, to intake it. But, it's just all good. It's just good organically when you can learn from the old times. That's what I say.
Yeah, you can. There's a reason why they were just so much healthier than we could probably ever hope to be. I think of great-grandparents being alive, you know, most of my life, a chunk of my life. Because why? Because of what they ate. We talk about this, the minerals that they had, etc. All right, we're going to the movies next. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can you feel it? Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So good, so happens to right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it.
All right, movies, 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 movies. During the holidays is when you see that a lot of movies come out. It started to happen when we crossed the threshold of Memorial Day. Kids out of school noticing that they were going to movies with parents or being dropped off to movies. We saw Finding Dory was a big hit, and there were other movies that came out that also are starting to get some buzz, and people are talking about them, and kids are going to them. Animated features, of course, are always going to rule. There's no question about that. But this week, we have one that's one of those in-between kind of movies. So Tarzan has been a cartoon. It's been a movie. It's been a series. And Tarzan has been played by lots of different folks. This time, I think you get kind of a different look at Tarzan. I do believe it's going to find an audience. And it's interesting to me that this is Tarzan again, that we're bringing Tarzan back because there it wasn't too long ago, over a decade ago, that we had a Tarzan flick that was pretty decent. Brendan Fraser played Tarzan. This is a different version, I think, from that one, not as tongue-in-cheek, a little more serious. Here's what it sounds like.
We will never survive. I have done all I can to protect my family. Today, I buried my wife. My child.
go home.
Your husband's wildest deserves to be.
I need you to scream for me.
I'll get the answer.
He's Tarzan. You're Jane. He'll come for you.
Tarzan, this one is getting kind of mixed reviews if you care what the critics think about it. And as far as who's in Tarzan, it's, well, first of all, it's 1 hour and 50 minutes. Action thriller means you're going to spend over 2 hours in your seat. Who is starring as Tarzan? Alexander Skarsgård, who I think is fits the bill as Tarzan. Christopher Waltz is also in it. Samuel L. Jackson is in this movie, as well as I said, there's been a ton of Tarzans. If you think of Tarzan in the Lost City, Tarzan of the Apes, Tarzan in the Lost Safari, I mean, I could go on. It's amazing how many different versions of Tarzan are actually out there of all sorts. Some people say that, I just read a review in the USA Today, that it swings and it misses. So maybe you wait until this streams and you pay just a couple of dollars for it sometime when you're bored if you're a big Tarzan fan. The Purge caught fire many years ago, and they made a couple of different versions of that. This one is Purge, the election version.
We played a lot of Purge games this evening. We have just one more. It's called Mommy's Choice. Which one of you will survive this year's Purge?
The soul of our country is at stake. The Purge targets the poor and the innocent.
The Senator's going to win. She's going to make real changes, too.
It is a night that is defining our country.
It's time to do something about that, Senator.
The Purge has to come to an end.
You take a lot of risks, Senator.
I have to. I was the only one in my family to survive. What made you apply for this position?
I almost did something on Purge night some years back. I want the cycle.
I want men in all these rooms. We got eyes and ears on everything.
All right, let's begin.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual Purge. At the siren, all crimes, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Someone betrayed us. This is not a drill.
We are on a roll.
We have one goal right now. Survival.
Senator, come with us.
You gentlemen understand what's at stake here.
It is our duty to help protect her.
Here they come.
Hold on!
Blessed be America for letting us purge and cleanse our souls. Join me as we eliminate evil. Purge and purge.
Purge. The Purge, the election version. I think you get it, right? And Steven Spielberg has something in store for us this week. I want to quickly get to it. And here is his latest offering.
Cruncher, coil chewer, meat dripper, gizzard gulper, butcher boy.
Please don't eat me.
You think because I'm a giant that I'm a man goblin cannibal? The big, friendly giant.
Oh, my.
I catch dreams. This one sounds like you.
There are bad dreams here, too.
Yeah. Run, Sophie. Hide.
You has a delicious little bean.
Not supposed to be very good, so it's B.A.D., supposedly one of the worst films that Spielberg has done. Again, these are the critics. I think it'll still find a little bit of an audience, perhaps, right? And might be another one that you stream at a later point. Stay with us. Much more happening on the flip side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Of course, we're talking so much about what's happening on the road to the conventions, Philadelphia and Cleveland. And there's this kind of theory floating around. It's one I've talked about. Do we need a third party? How do we try to unite the parties? What happened to the good old days when you could have a strong argument, you know, across the street from the Capitol, then ultimately sort of kiss and make up and find a compromise? Is there any compromise? It's like that old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. Kermit Weeks is in our virtual green room. He's an entrepreneur and certainly an advocate, like I am, for the unification of America. Come on, guys. And he's been featured on the History and Discovery channels, and he's pushing Washington to come together for the greater good of the country. So how does a guy who has a passion for flying, who builds planes into flying and meddling for the U.S. Aerobatics team and a bunch of world aerobatic championships, to even creating a theme park called Fantasy of Flight, jump into this political fray? Do your friends think you're nuts?
Okay, thanks for, first of all, inviting me, but it's been kind of an interesting ride, you know, and to me, I think, you know, a limited number of people relate to airplanes and aircraft and history and stuff, but, you know, I think everybody can relate to the metaphor of flight and what it symbolizes, which is pushing our boundaries, reaching beyond ourselves, and freedom. And I think, you know, I'm trying to create something with this Fantasy of Flight theme park concept to where people actually come through, and instead of entertainment being an end product, it actually becomes a means to an end to your own self-discovery and self-transformation. So,
yeah, and you know, it's funny I said about when it seems like if you go back in history, because I'm a big fan of history, and you look at times when we're divided, there's also the possibility of coming together. A lot of times that's when you create your greatest change, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, and I think what's going on in the political system right now, you know, obviously everybody wants change. And, you know, I think what's happened here with these presidential primaries, as uncomfortable and as anxious as they may have made people, it is an opportunity, because I think from stability comes no change. And obviously the pot's been stirred from one way or another, and people want change, and they're not happy with the status quo. And so I think really this is an opportunity to focus on what is truly important, you know, what we all share in common. And I think everybody kind of, you know, wants the same thing. I think we're just coming at it from different perspectives.
Yeah, there you go. And so I agree with you. I think that people want the same thing. But what's it going to take to unify Washington for the greater good? That's the billion-dollar question. It just seems almost impossible, Kermit.
Well, one of the things that I did, I just got back from Washington last week, and I created a park icon character for Fantasy of Flight called Austin the Ostrich. It's spelled with an O, O-S-T-Y-N-N. And I came up with a campaign, and basically, I went to Washington. My third children's book. It's an illustrated children's book. And I went up there, and I hand-delivered. I went to every office in the House of Representatives and the Senate. I visited 535 offices, and I mailed 28 books to the executive branch and Hillary and Donald Trump. And basically, the story begins with an ostrich with his head in the sand. And what happens is he kind of pops out of himself kind of from an ethereal perspective. He views himself objectively, and he sees himself with his head in the sand and the tail in the air, and he goes like, I really kind of look pretty silly, And I think we all, I'm just picking on Washington because this applies to everybody. We all need to get outside ourselves and take an objective look at ourselves. Eventually, a spark lights within the ostrich, which is the symbolic of, rekindling some passion. I'm sure that everyone that went to Washington had a passion about what they wanted to do to help the country and, create the American dream for everybody. And then eventually pulls his head out of the sand, which I think is a great metaphor and going beyond our limitations and looking at the world from a new, fresh perspective, which the ostrich does, eventually realizes he's a bird, and of course then he goes off to try and fly to new heights. So I thought, what better place to begin delivering a message of viewing ourselves objectively, pulling our heads out of the sand, and flying to new heights than Washington, D.C.?
Boy, isn't that the truth. What do you think happens in this upcoming election? No matter who wins, there's going to be an outcry, of course. So then can we have that shift based on who the leader is?
Well, I think what has to happen is, I think, and like I said, I'm not trying to pick on Washington. This applies to everybody. And the reality is, everyone sees reality from their own limited perspective. Mm-hmm. And if everybody's wrong, then nobody's really right. So I think we all need to get outside ourselves, take an objective look, and, I think certainly within whoever ends up as the presidential candidates, the first thing they've got to do, which I think is what they're going through right now, is how to unify their individual parties. Hopefully, whatever they learn from that can be successful can then be applied to the country. But, like I said, I think we all need to look outside ourselves. I think find common ground. I think Washington's opportunity is basically, to find some common ground. And, how do we get there together? We all know from our own personal relationships that it's not rosy all the time. We have differences with our spouses, with our friends, and, we have to learn from that. And I think that applies certainly to Washington, D.C. as well.
Yeah. Boy, I'd be remiss not to ask you about this. So with your history in flight, what was it that fueled that? Did you like planes as a kid?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I could go, there's kind of a woo-woo side to me that I'm not going to get into at this point, but I think what everyone needs to do is, and it's part of the book, the first thing is to view yourself objectively, light that spark within. Why are you here? Why are you taking up space on this planet? If you imagine that you signed up for something to either learn, experience, or leave in this lifetime, what is that? You are the only person that can discover that. And what I'm actually trying to do with Fantasy of Flight is to create a theme park environment where entertainment is not an end product. It's a means to an end to your own self-discovery and self-transformation. And I want to give people the opportunity to self-discover that for themselves. I think Washington needs to rediscover itself in a way that they light their spark within, create the passion, and then find ways to see things from different perspective. Because, the Einstein thing, if you continue trying to solve the problems with the way you thought that created them, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. All right, Kermit Weeks, thanks so much for joining us on ATN.
Yeah, just real quick, tell the listeners to check out Austin, O-S-T-Y-N-N, for America.com. And everything that we did is on there in the book as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Kermit.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, some interesting background. I wish you would have dived into that, but we have to talk about his background. His background is, like, incredible. And you know how I feel about flight and, of course, my husband, who's big into aeronautics. If you go check out, you can even check out his website, jocelynphoto.com. He's got a bunch of incredible aviation pictures there. But the thing about Kermit, if you're saying, oh, who's Kermit? Well, he definitely is a pilot, aircraft collector, you know, all of that. Here's what happened in the 70s. He built an aerobatic aircraft of his own, qualified for what I mentioned, the United States aerobatics team. He was a runner-up. There was like 61 people who were competing. So he's starting to get notice, and he was, and people were looking at him for, you know, for that. And ultimately, it led to this fantasy of flight, right? And you heard what he said there, what he intended to do with that. And he is one of the largest, has one of the largest private collections of flight-worthy historic aircraft. How cool is that in the world? Most of which are at that fantasy of flight place in Polk City, Florida. And he had, or he has, 140 military planes, civilian planes. He has reproductions of, like, historic planes, such as, like, the Spirit of St. Louis. And he's got the, which I think is cool, he's got the GBZ, which is a racing plane that was built in 1931, destroyed the same year during a world speed record attempt. And you know, so he's got all these, he's just obviously has this incredible desire for planes and passion and whatnot. He has one of the four remaining original P-51C Mustangs in the world. So, pretty cool. He also has a P-51D Mustang for people who are, you know, who totally get what I'm talking about car-wise, which came later in the war, meaning melding that with aviation, so because both use Packard Merlin engines from like the Rolls Royce. So isn't that wild? It's just, I mean, absolutely crazy. I could go on and on about this because of just knowing and loving myself aviation, and boy oh boy, I mean, if you can you just imagine going through and looking at all of those planes and talking about all those planes and how he acquired them and, you know, ultimately what that meant and whatnot. How do you think about that? You acquire stuff, you're restoring it, you're preserving the aircraft to this kind of vintage, well, no, too vintage. And that fantasy of flight museum is, gosh, give or take maybe 20 miles outside of Walt Disney World. And, you know, I said this the other night, how I loved airports and how I thought it's a shame, obviously, what happened in Istanbul, because it just brings back again at Brussels, Istanbul, airports, 9/11, how to me it was so exciting to go to the airport. And obviously he has that love for aviation, maybe in different senses, but pretty cool. So Kermit Weeks is all about the same thing that I'm talking about, is like, can we not even have a conversation? Can we somehow unify something? You know what I'm saying? All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
He's been on with us before, and you know it's summertime, and you know we're talking about hot dogs. I like to always have that little poll that I've done. Hot dogs versus hamburgers, and overwhelmingly hot dogs wins. So check this out. July 14th is National Hot Dog Day. Did you know that? We've talked before about how you like your hot dogs, plain, mustard, onions, chili. There's so many ways to make hot dogs without a doubt. So Eric Mittenthal is back with us again to talk about a couple of things, including this really cool hot dog contest. He's the Vice President of Public Affairs for North American Meat Institute and president of the mouthful National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So, 4th of July is a big hot dog day. Gosh, do we even know how many hot dogs are grilled? It has to be an outrageous number.
Yeah, Americans eat 150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone. So it is the single biggest hot dog day of the year. And July itself is a really popular month for hot dogs. People are outside enjoying the beautiful weather and grilling and putting hot dogs on the grill. And it's just the best time of year to do it.
Yeah, no kidding. So 150 million. Wow. And you heard me say, I mean, the thing about the hot dog is that there's so many different ways to make it, right?
Yeah, you really, between cooking it and styles of hot dog itself and toppings, there are many, many different combinations you can do. Everybody has their favorite, and really depending on where you are in the country, the styles vary quite a bit. So it's a lot of different ways to do it, and people enjoy their own no matter where they are.
Yeah. You're kicking this off because I talked about National Hot Dog Day is the 14th. Is there any reason why it's the 14th?
Yeah, we host an annual hot dog lunch on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. every July, and the day of our event is always considered National Hot Dog Day. So this year it's on the 14th. It changes from year to year, but the 14th is the day for this year.
Okay, so kind of coinciding, you've got something interesting going on. There's a hot dog contest. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, as I've gone around the country talking to different people in the hot dog business, everybody has their own unique story about why they love hot dogs. And I think, you know, for those of us who just love eating hot dogs at home, you know, we all have kind of different backgrounds about how that love came to be. And I wanted to hear from people, why do you love hot dogs? What's your story about why hot dogs are special to you? And so we're asking people to send us short videos, no longer than 2 minutes, of why they love hot dogs. And we have some examples from hot dog icons from some of the most popular restaurants around the country and manufacturers on our website. And so people can go see why other people love hot dogs and then send us their own videos. And the best, most inspirational and creative video will win a solar hot dog grill as well as a gift card for hot dogs and, of course, National Hot Dog and Sausage Council t-shirts. So it's going to be a fun contest. We're really curious to see the stories we get, and should be very interesting to hear what people have to say about hot dogs.
Boy, no kidding. So it's got to be, you know, just no more than 2 minutes, right?
No more than 2 minutes, yeah. And we ask people to post their videos to YouTube or somewhere where they can send us a link, because the files can get pretty big, and send it to contest@hot-dog.org. We'll take a look at them here, and then we post them on our Facebook page for our fans to judge the best ones, and the one that gets the most votes will be our winner.
All right, I love it. Eric Mittenthal, have a great 4th of July, and have a wonderful National Hot Dog Day. That's just a few weeks away, hard to believe.
Yeah, thanks so much, and I hope everybody enjoys hot dogs all month long.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
So National Hot Dog Day on the 14th, taking the hot dogs to the Capitol, that's pretty wild. But I call it your wow number, you know, it's usually a number, 150 million hot dogs on July 4th. Wow. And, you know, summer is about grilling hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever. It's so funny, in our culture you think hot dogs and hamburgers, they go together, you know, but sometimes somebody prefers one or the other. I'm curious what you prefer. Are you a hot dog person or are you a burger person? You can jam on the phone lines or actually send me. I'm going to do an unofficial poll this way. It'd be easier. Send me whether you're a burger or hot dog person to americatonight.net. I'm curious as to see what will come back. You know, it's interesting. The Eric gathered all these different videos. They've got some funny videos, a collection of like hot dog stories from all kinds of people, from, you know, Papaya King's CEO and Ben's Chili Bowls and, you know, all these different people that owners love, like iconic hot dog restaurants, and talked about, you know, hot dogs and are talking about hot dogs throughout the month. And it's funny that I don't know. It's funny. I think I was just thinking about this the other day. There's a place in Los Angeles called Pink's. And Pink's, I think they may have even expanded to just a few places, but not very many. But Pink's is just really, really iconic in L.A. because their hot dogs are incredible, first of all. You know, but it's been there forever, since 1939. Can you imagine that? So 1939, Pink's Hot Dogs, they open up, and it's just a hot dog stand. I mean, I was blown away when I saw this place. It's on La Brea Avenue in L.A. I mean, it's a landmark. I mean, of course, it's in the Hollywood area of Los Angeles. And because it's been open so long and just got so huge, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And some people say it is absolutely the number one spot to get hot dogs in the country. And they're celebrating National Hot Dog Month at this iconic hot dog stand. And what they put on the, where they've expanded, like I said that, I know they've expanded, they've got Pink's Hot Dogs in Ohio at Sandusky. They've got them in, this is where I saw it, Planet Hollywood Hotel in Las Vegas, but only a few places, mostly in California. So the stands are mostly in those areas. So that's incredible how long they've been around. And what would happen is back in the day, and this is why I think I got hooked into this place, guys like Orson Welles, Marlon Brando, they would go and they would just stop by. They would just pull in because it's a stand. They didn't want to change it. I mean, it's gotten bigger around it. But, and by the way, they have burgers too. But there's no question the hot dog rules. So for imagine that, for 7 decades, and they have 30 different kinds of hot dogs. So it kind of reminded me of Philly with the cheesesteak. I think all of you listening, you know this. There's something about food and the area where you live. You hear it when people call up, like Dan in Texas calls up to tell us what he's made or what he's eating. Sometimes we get that same thing from Grimm. Other people have written me, tell me about some crazy cool thing that's known, that they're known for in their area. And I think it's just this stand idea that the Pink family, because that was their name, they got the hot dog cart, because it started with a hot dog cart, was a $50 loan. Like, I mean, you know, they weren't rolling in do-re-mi. So it's like, we like hot dogs, we're going to sell hot dogs. And that's what they did. So when you go to Pink's, it's so crazy. Like I mentioned, you see like these, you'll see like Hollywood people all of a sudden that'll be out there. So you see like a limo pulls up, and then you see some pickup truck. It's just amazing, and I think it transcends. I mean, it transcends the whole hot dog thing. They even had a hot dog where, because I said there's 30 different kinds, they had a hot dog that had onion rings on the top of it with sauce on the top of that, and I thought, oh, that looks so terrible. And when I went there to visit them, when I would make those faces, they would make me try different hot dogs, and you know what? It was pretty good, I have to say. I would never think to order a hot dog that way. I would never say, yeah, can I have just this giant wiener dog with, you know, on top of it have onion rings. But it tasted pretty darn good. And then they have one that's just smothered in vegetables and, you know, whatever. I don't know how I got on this, but because we were talking about hot dogs, I wanted to tell you about Pink's. I think it's the best. They even have a Philly cheesesteak dog grilled, and it's got steak and veggies and cheese. Oh, you walk out of there and you're just like, wow, did I really just eat that? So the question becomes, like I said, do you eat hot dogs, do you eat hamburgers? And even at Pink's, for goodness sake, they don't leave out the hot dog peeps. So they know there's some people that just are not, they don't eat them. So if you like burgers, you can still get a burger there. And when you go in, you go inside, there's like wall-to-wall celebrities on, you know, modern-day celebrities, Tyra Banks, you know, whoever, Bruce Willis, who else is there? I mean, just anyone. I think it's just a place where you have to stop in Los Angeles. So, National Hot Dog Day is the 14th. Let me know. Do you eat hot dogs, or are you a hamburger person? Stay with us.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.